Hi, son. This is, Thursday, February the 29th. We got your letters and your tape, and we was real thrilled to get a tape from you and your letters, as we always are. Glad to hear from you and glad that you're doing all right. And we just thought that we would try to make this one back to you now, and so that you would get it. It seems so good that time is so close for you to come home that, we don't know what to say except that everybody is doing fine, and we just hope and pray that you are. And we haven't heard from Linda in a week, but I had answered her last letter because, I had Todd over here and everything. I don't know. I just didn't take the time, but I'm sure she's all right. I'll write her now in a day or so. Well, I got this started off, and everybody is, I just want to tell you that everybody's doing okay, and I'll let Bill have it for now and say something to you, and I just hope that you're doing all right. We're really looking forward to the time when you'll be coming home, and we love you, and we're really looking forward to it, and we'll see you in a few days. Okay, well, bye-bye for right now.
Hello, Gene. How you doing, old buddy? We're trying to make you this tape here tonight, and we should have already wrote you before now, because we got your tape and we got your letters. So the reason why I haven't wrote you is, boy, I'll tell you, I've been putting in 10 hours a day, and when I get home at night, I'm pooped. But tonight, well, I got off 4 o'clock this afternoon, and I found out that your mother she hasn't wrote you on account of she's been pretty busy around here. We've been keeping Todd over here, and she had a pretty good job, you know, keeping up with him. And so we've decided to make you out this tape here tonight and try to get it in the mail tomorrow, to where that you'll get it in a few days, and then I imagine she'll write you a letter tomorrow or the next day, and she's gonna write Linda. So maybe that in a few days, I'm just hoping that you'll get an early out from over there, and you should be a knowing in a few days of exactly when you're leaving there. Your personnel section, you could find out from one of your buddies there in that personnel section exactly of what date you're going to leave there, and let us know. And if you get to California, when you get to California, I know nearly that flight will stop in Dallas. Well, I want you to call us quick as you get there so that we'll have time to get to Dallas and see you a few minutes anyway. And so don't forget, as you get to California, well, you call us and let us know. And I just wondering, how's all the other boys doing? Tommy and Larry and all of them, they doing all right over there now? And will they be coming back on the same flight that you are, or do you know? Most of the time, they'll tell you 10 days ahead of time so you can start clearing and get all your papers straightened out. So I don't know how it is over there in Vietnam, but if you're anywhere else, well, 10 days ahead of time is when they let you know. So you can write us and let us know just quick as you hear of whenever you're going to be leaving there. And we hope that maybe that you will have maybe an hour or two layover in Dallas, but it's generally about an hour layover in most places. and so we can get over there and see you. Well, so much for that. Now, I tell you what, I've got a vicious hound dog out here in the backyard, and boy, he is something else. I can come in here, and he's got papers and rags and things all over this yard. I give Hubert's two boys, I paid them to clean my yard up here last Saturday, a week ago, and right now I can't ever tell that that yard is ever cleaned up. And if there's anything hanging low on the clotheslines, well, buddy, he gets a hold of it, and he'll get just swings on it with them teeth. He's one of these here, I don't know, he's a baloney dog's what he is. And, but he don't let anything pass him ears or eyes. He sees everything. And I don't know, but he just kind of taken up here with me and your mama. I guess she feeds him too much because he's so fat and lazy that he just lays in the doghouse with his head sticking out. And she can make a little noise on the window. And boy, he knows just exactly who it is and where to look. Well, I'm going to sign off for right now in a little bit while I'll be back on here. I think Mama might want to say a few words now.
Jean Nelda come home from the hospital, and she is doing real good. Her mother and daddy has been staying over there since she went to the hospital, and they're going to stay until the end of this week. They're going home Saturday, and of course, I guess then after Saturday, I'll probably be up and take care of the kids or go over there and do something, anything that I can do, I've told them. And I guess that I'll be doing something to help them out. I'm just glad that she's doing as well as what she is, and she's going to be all right. Real thankful to God for that. And I talked to Maxie today, and they are doing fine. And I just want to tell you this right now. I hadn't answered Linda's letter that I got a few days ago, but I'm going to answer it and mail it. Get it in the mail in the morning, and we hope to get this tape in the mail to you, too, in the morning. And don't worry about nothing here at home, because everything is fine. We are just living for the day whenever you'll be coming back. And then, oh, this trip to Mexico, anywhere, well, we'll all be together on that. And we'll work it out. So you just keep your chin up, and we are looking forward to that day whenever you'll be coming home, all of us. And God bless you. We love you. We're praying for you.